Vote yes on B. Make sure you grab some stickers in the back, by the way. We have a lot of stickers and some little handles for you. Okay.
And notice it's also red, white, and blue.
Guerrilla tactics on the streets of LA to challenge voter misinformation. Again, while the industry focused all of their attention online, and they really did, and to summarize, my experience with Twitter was, I was there to keep them in what I refer to as the porn bubble. They would tweet at me, threaten me, and not me necessarily, or threatening the Twitter handle I was using, and say, you know what, we've done a good job because we all yelled at this one person. And they would never go out on the streets. They would never make the billboards. I think they had a couple of radio ads, but nothing enough to really go against everything we were trying to accomplish. And we started early because we knew from our polling we needed the early voters. AIDS Healthcare Foundation runs a wonderful campaign called the Condom Nation Tour. The Condom Nation Tour is exactly what you think it is. It provides condoms throughout the entire nation, all 48 states. We don't drive to Hawaii. And we hand out millions upon millions of condoms. On a quick side note also, the industry always says, well, they're only trying to get condoms in the adult film industry because they're owned by Big Condom. And I always say, well, I mean, we make our own condoms and then we give them away for free, so it's the worst business model you could have. But if that's what they want to argue online, let them. The people who are following these performers and directors and producers and porn lawyers, they're not there for their political opinion. They're there because they're hoping they're going to post some wonderful pictures. So the Condom Nation Tour was existing on its own through AIDS Healthcare Foundation. But why not, in a sense, capitalize on a tour bus handing out condoms and just make them also hand out our wonderful palm cards? So they arrived in Los Angeles about a month before people started voting. And October 18th, we made our first announcement. The AHF Vote Yes on B Condoms and Porn Big Rig hits Hollywood today, Sunset and Vine. At one point, we even drove around the Hustler building just all day. Guerrilla tactics here. So we would market ourselves wherever the major locations were, which is the epitome of guerrilla marketing. You go where the people are, where you think the people who will vote for your issue or care about your issue, or just people where there are piles of them. This is why if you ever go, you know, walking outside of this venue right here, you'll see folks trying to say, will you sign my petition? That's guerrilla marketing right there. The Free Speech Coalition, again, the organization against our issue, even advertised for us. AIDS Healthcare now handing out condoms at Sunset and Vine. They should give away free HIV tests in underprivileged areas. P.S. We do. So here's our gigantic van. You cannot miss this thing. And then you have people jumping out, literally handing thousands upon thousands, and I'll tell you how many we have at the end, condoms to just people driving by, walking by, bicycling by, just here, take a big stack of condoms, and by the way, vote yes on B with these palm cards. Doctors, 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 no taxes, worker health and safety. Here are some of our wonderful street team folks handing it out. Look at the wonderful bright colors, look at the wonderful bright condoms, and look at the tiny little palm cards there, just handing out as many, we have unlimited amounts, and please take some in the back. Here's some more photos of us handing out the condoms and the yes on B. And by November 5th, the day before election, we had handed out 1.1 million condoms, and you could only guess how many palm cards as well, because for every time we handed out condoms, we handed out a palm card. So I'd like to take this time to address a lot of the myths that I would find in the adult film industry's tweeting and all of the counter-arguments. So if anyone ever comes up to you and says, wow, you went to that talk, but I thought the industry was already safe. I thought they already provide the testing. I think they're doing a great job. You're going to have some power. So, the first one is Wicked Pictures saying, Measure B is a violation of the First Amendment and my constitutional right as a citizen. Free speech, right? I mean, that's why the adult film industry existed in the first place in 1989. As long as two people are having sex with a camera, you can pay them. Public health should not be sacrificed on the false claim that condoms and porn is a free speech issue. Hammer it down. This is a worker health and safety issue. Worker health and safety. It's not about free speech. This is about people who pay taxes and work in a legal industry. Again, if you're a professor, you don't want to go home hoping you don't get chlamydia today. On a side note, a judge ruled in August.
I certainly don't.
I'm allowed to. On a different note, in August, a judge ruled that condoms do not violate the free speech argument that the porn industry made. So that was working out for us. But that was after the campaign. BBC News reported, will the porn industry leave California? Condom requirements that could drive producers away go to the polls. Well, they could. They could leave California. In fact, that's what they're threatening to do. There are 10,000 jobs and $1 billion are going to leave California. But there's a problem. The only two states where porn is legal is California and New Hampshire. And they're not moving to New Hampshire because it's really, really cold.
It's colder than here.
If they wanted to film in Nevada or Florida, which they've always threatened to do, they could. In Nevada, they actually currently have laws for sex workers requiring condoms for anal, vaginal, and oral sex. We only require it for anal and vaginal sex. So technically, we're a little bit better in terms of leniency than Nevada. They could move to Florida, but then they might get arrested for prostitution and pandering. So it's their risk to take if they want to make their profit or go to prison. Will the porn industry really leave Los Angeles if condoms are required? Hashtag serious question. No. If they leave Los Angeles, Kalosha spans the whole Golden State of California. That's why the Cal exists in Kalosha. Those regulations are not going to ignore them just because they leave Los Angeles. There are plenty of studios that actually film up in San Francisco, and they get citations as well, like the one mentioned in the previous presentation. Vivid Entertainment, porn studio in Los Angeles, shot with condoms for 2 years and sales dropped 30%. Ooh, that is not a good business model if you're losing 30% in 2 years. Well, I'm not going to have to speak for it. This other person named Porno Dan, who runs his own studio called Immoral Studio, says, just to reiterate, shooting with condoms has increased our sales. So Steve Hirsch's comment from Vivid Entertainment set was based on 1998's data, and he also has never proven that this is the case. So I would argue he's making it up. Wonderful person named Greg says, adult film condom mandate, typical government thinking. With a condom, we can turn the porn business into a role model for safe sex. Oh, good argument. If we're trying to convince the porn industry to be sex educators, we are violating their First Amendment to free speech to show what they want to show. It would be like telling the film studios, you got to keep those ropes that you use when you're lifting, keep making Superman fly. You got to keep it on so people know that Superman's not really flying. However, our campaign never mentions sex ed. It's about providing workplace safety. This is about a workplace environment. It's about protecting the same way that you would have to wear a helmet when working in construction. It's not about teaching people. It's about making sure that the people who pay their taxes when they're working are protected. These performers say no to Measure B because they know that testing works. I mean, testing in and of itself is a good system because how else do you know if you're positive for something without testing? But again, as I mentioned, testing to prevent STIs is like taking a pregnancy test to prevent pregnancy. It's not prevention. Despite porn's testing protocols, performers are still 64 times more at risk for gonorrhea and 34 times for chlamydia. We mentioned this earlier. This is not the only study. There are dozens of studies that have found STD rates very, very high in the adult film industry. We had doctors to back us up. We had science to back us up. Measure B is opposed by the very community it claims to protect, just a veiled attempt to shut down the porn industry. This has some validity in the history of the adult film industry. They've been attacked from all sides constantly, moral agendas, ethical agendas, trying to shut them down. So I understand that when we say we want government regulation to require condoms, they scream, you know, you're trying to get rid of us. But that is absolutely not the case. If anything, porn is a legal industry, and Measure B is about their corporate citizenship. We're trying to legitimize you folks. If you want to be like the mainstream media, if you want to be like the film industry, you got to follow the rules like everybody else. If you want to work in welding, it's probably better for you in terms of the details if you don't use gloves, but you have, or in a face mask, you probably see a little bit better. But over time, that could actually harm you, and it's worth it for us to slow down the process a little bit, knowing no one's going to die. This is about protecting performers. It's about workplace safety. So we offered our Measure B victory party via satellite feeds. We announced this actually the day of the election. The adult ministry on Twitter were like, oh, how cocky of them, no pun intended, to be pushing, to be assuming that they're going to win this campaign. How dare they even think they're going to win? We've been campaigning on Twitter. Well, by 8 p.m., I told people, you know, make sure you vote yes on B. I was actually living in the Netherlands during this campaign, so I got to watch the whole process after 8 p.m. because it was daylight for me and you were all going to bed. So, women and absentee voters. That was our poll after poll after poll. These were the people who were going to vote for our issue. And we felt that we really targeted them by emphasizing doctors, emphasizing no cost to taxpayers, because you get the Republicans and the Democrats on that, and that it is a worker health and safety issue, and it makes condom sense. So how did we do? I mean, you know the answer, because that's why you're sitting here listening to us. They first released the absentee polls at 8 p.m., because those are the polls that they have. 36% voted no, and 64% voted yes. That's the beginning. That was the 8 p.m., the first announcement about the voters. Ooh, we got the early people. We really, really got the early voters. So 10:25 p.m., 3% of the precincts were counted. We got 63%, so it went down a little bit. 7% of the precinct counted, 62%. 14%, we were down to 61%. So you can see that we started strong, and you move in. Me, I'm just hitting refresh, refresh, refresh every second. Because I'm just wondering, I'm waiting for that moment where it crosses over, and guess what? It never did. So we hit to 42%, we're at 59%. We get to 60%, we're at 57%. And by 99%, we're at 55.86% of the vote. We got 56% of the population of Los Angeles voters to vote for our issue. 56 to 44 at this point. It ended up becoming 57 to 43. That's a big margin. And it was all because we targeted the people we knew who to target. So thank you, LA. We got Measure B passed. It's actually now been almost a year since it passed. But with our guerrilla marketing, with our social marketing, and with our physical, on the streets, billboards, advertisements, commercials, everything, we managed to convince voters to vote yes on a public health issue. Thank you.
Thank you.